It's time for Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia.
Good morning, I'm Shonda Christensen, and welcome to Focus. This week, my conversation is with Karma Hansen, who is the coordinator for Safe Kids in Grand Forks, and we discuss firework safety. So, Karma, tomorrow is the 4th of July. People are getting together with their friends, their family. They're at the lake, and big firework shows take place. Let's touch on a little bit of firework safety.
Well, it is that time of year where we are celebrating all things America, and fireworks tend to be a part of those celebrations. But what I will tell you is that every year there are tragedies that occur, many, many injuries. And in 2021, there were actually 9 people in the United States who died because of a fireworks-related incident that occurred. And so while the fireworks may seem fun and celebratory, there certainly are dangers associated with them. And whether that's to, you know, a person or to property, it is something that we need to be aware of and take precautions if you are going to be using them.
People can purchase fireworks at the grocery store, the little poppers or the snappers and little smoke bombs, but the artillery shells and the bigger fireworks and other kid fireworks you can purchase on the corner at a local little firework pop-up store. How do you know the safety of these fireworks and if they're actually made to perform how they're supposed to?
I think that is what makes these a little bit dangerous, is there is not a great way to tell that. Most of the fireworks are made overseas, and many of them come in with no regulatory or safety mechanisms inherent in the product or required of the product. And so when you purchase them, there can be dangers that you don't even know about. The other thing that becomes very dangerous is when people try to manufacture their own fireworks and create something that they don't know how it's going to respond. So what Safe Kids' recommendation is to leave the fireworks to the professionals. There are many communities and organizations who will do a community fireworks display, and rather than, you know, families or kids setting up their own, leave the fireworks to the professionals. When those are done, you will typically see that they have prepared the surface around them. Many times the fire department will come out and spray, the grass or the ground around it. They'll do it in a gravel area. They'll have fire trucks or hydrants or extinguishers available and, you know, ready should there be some type of an incident that occurs. They also make sure that the surfacing is flat and secure. We oftentimes will see firework injuries occur when the wind or maybe the terrain that it's sitting on is uneven and it tips over. And instead of that firework going up in the air, it takes a different trajectory and, you know, goes across the ground and explodes. And so, preparing that area and knowing how to safely set them off is really important. And that's kind of what you can hopefully have assured when you leave that process to the professionals to do that.
And we all know that people like myself aren't going to leave the process to the professionals. The 4th of July is my Christmas. I love fireworks. Let's say we're lighting off a firework and one appears to be a dud. What's your recommendation?
Well, a couple things as it relates to firework safety tips, because there's the ideal world and there is the real world, right? People are going to enjoy them. So if they're going to do that, we want to celebrate safely and use those in a safe way. So if you have one that appears to be a dud, you always want to have a bucket of water there and handy so that firework, go off, that you go to that firework and you put it into a bucket of water and you never, ever try to relight it. A lot of times we will see injuries to face and hands and upper body when somebody reapproaches that firework too soon in an attempt to relight it or something, and it goes off and it explodes into the face. So as you approach it, you clearly want to stay back and away from that firework that has not gone off so that you're not over top of it. So if it does decide to light, that it doesn't go off into the face and hands and that kind of thing. Having that bucket of water, a garden hose, a fire extinguisher nearby is very important. And also be very cognizant of where it is that you're lighting it off. I will tell you, several years ago, we were at my lake place, and we were enjoying a 4th of July barbecue. and all of a sudden we could smell a very strong odor, and it just, something didn't seem right. And we looked out the sunroom windows, and there was black smoke coming. And there were some teenage boys that were in a fishing boat or in a boat out on the water that were lighting off bottle rockets. And one of them landed on the floor of the boat. And there must have been some gasoline or something spilled on that boat, plus the flammable carpet that was in that boat, and it caught on fire. Pretty soon you had two young teenage boys jumping out of the boat to get out of it, because clearly the boat was on fire. There were people on jet skis that were driving by and, you know, taking a really fast turn so that the spray of the water would hopefully put the boat out. But what became dangerous about it was, number one, boys weren't in life jackets. Fortunately, they were close enough to shore. They were able to swim away. But they were in a spot where clearly there was something that caused those fireworks to catch that boat on fire. Knowing the environment that you're in and assuring that, you know, there are not gasoline cans or grills or, you know, things like that nearby would be something else that's really important. In that incident, what became dangerous is that there was a wind on the lake, and that boat started floating towards a whole row of, you know, boat canopies and other boats and that kind of thing, which clearly could have set off a big fire, event, you know, with all of the flammable stuff that was in its way. If you are lighting off fireworks, the other thing to think about is, you know, what is that environment like? We have had a wet spring and a fair amount of rain, but that being said, we're also a windy state where things can dry out really quickly. And so whether it's the ground or whether it's a building, it might be the canopy for a boat. And I think you need to be respectful, because you may be lighting them off at your place, but if that fireworks and the sparks are coming down on your neighbor's boat canopy or their tent or their property, they're probably not going to be real happy with you either. And so gauging the wind and the conditions and where you're lighting those off is really important.
How about kids and sparklers? They've made sparklers look like swords, fairy wands. Let's talk about that a little bit and the possibility of burns.
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question, because I will admit I have kids that are in their 20s and 30s now, and back when they were little, sparklers were kind of all the rage, and, you know, that made your 4th of July picture super cute, right? But that being said, sparklers burn at 1,200 degrees. I'm going to repeat that. They burn at 1,200 degrees. That's how hot those things are. So the fact that we're putting these into the hands of little kids and thinking that that's a great idea is probably not the best idea. I think that the other thing is clearly thinking about how they respond, you know, as they're twirling them around and making the figure eights or spinning around, you know, are there other kids or pets or property around, and how dangerous that can be if left unattended. And so, again, maybe rethink what we're doing with those sparklers. And say, gosh, do I really want to put something that burns at 1,200 degrees in the hand of my little kid who's got very, very fragile and sensitive skin? I think the other thing is, you know, as kids are, you know, playing with fireworks, it's always important to have an adult there in attendance. Make sure that they're using them in the way that they are intended to be, and, you know, they're not making up alternative ways in which to set them off and behaving in a way that would make that activity even more dangerous. Again, with adults, making sure that you're not having people that are impaired in drinking and trying to light fireworks when they've had too much to drink. And then taking into consideration the weather conditions. There was a situation that we're aware of that there was a group of people at a lake place that had built a big circle around the outer ring, and there was somebody who had a fireworks stand who was lighting off some very large fireworks, and the wind knocked over a big firework, and that firework went across the ground and blew up actually underneath the chair of a young child and exploded on the bottom side of that chair. That little girl was taken in and suffered really lifelong injuries that, you know, were caused from the devastation of that explosion of that fireworks. And so, you know, while you think you may know what they're going to do, the wind conditions or, you know, somebody moving away from it quickly if it's on an unstable surface can always make that firework behave in a way that it wasn't intended.
And on a closing note here, what other safety tips do you have for our listeners?
Well, I would say that as we come to the 4th of July, it is a fun and a celebratory time, but there are a lot of things that can go wrong. So keep safety in the front of your mind, you know, whether it's with fireworks, whether it's with having a big barbecue and lots of people at your lake place to celebrate, particularly around water. I always worry about, somebody thinks somebody is watching and nobody's watching. So if you have kids and you're in a situation where there is water, be that a lake, a river, a pool, make sure that you designate a water watcher, somebody who is responsible for watching the kids. If that person needs to go to the bathroom or needs to start cooking the food or needs a break from the sun or whatever, that they kind of pass off that responsibility to somebody else, because it gets really dangerous when there's a whole bunch of people around and everybody thinks that somebody is watching the kids, but nobody really is. And those drowning incidents can occur really quickly and really silently. So have fun, but use caution, whether it's fireworks, water, being out on an ATV or whatever it may be. Just make sure that you're taking the precautions that we know are things that will help to make those type of activities a fun and festive one.
Remember, you can hear the podcast version of today's program and all of our past shows by clicking on the Focus link at myborderland.com. For Focus, I'm Shonda Christensen.
You've been listening to Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia Stations. Time is available for responsible opposing viewpoints. Contact the Simmons Station at 701-256-1080 for more information. Join us again next Sunday morning at this time for Focus.